This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Sunday, the European Union will roll out a vaccination program of unprecedented scale across borders to help put a stop to the COVID-19 pandemic that has left more than 1.7 million people dead around the globe. The goal is to ensure there is equal access to the vaccines across the entire region. Even so, Hungary jumped the gun Saturday on the official launch by starting to administer shots of the vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech to frontline workers at hospitals in the capital, Budapest. Countries including France, Germany, Italy, Austria, Portugal, and Spain are planning to begin mass vaccinations starting with health workers Sunday. The first cases of a new variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading in the UK have now been detected in France and Spain, AP Shelley Adler reports.
Should Americans be concerned about the new strain of COVID-19?
Certainly. Should we keep our eye on it? Absolutely. But also, this is not surprising in any way. Viruses mutate.
That's Catherine Blish, an infectious disease expert with Stanford University, talking to KGO. Also speaking to KGO, University of California, San Francisco researcher Nevin Krogan. He's not concerned about the vaccine working on the new variant right now.
One needs to keep in mind that there's a large amount of antibodies when you initially get the vaccine, and it looks like those mutations have no effect. But when the antibodies start to decrease, the fear is that those mutations then would result in more susceptibility when the antibody levels are lower.
Scientists are still researching the new variant and the current vaccines. I'm Shelley Adler.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that Israel was hoping to vaccinate a quarter of its population against coronavirus within a month in order to return to post-pandemic normalcy. This is VOA News. The United States is by far the leading nation in COVID deaths and cases as the number of infections globally topped 80 million. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University reported the mark Saturday morning after 472,000 cases were recorded worldwide Christmas Day. The number of deaths related to the coronavirus across the globe stands at 1.75 million, with the U.S. accounting for the most, over 331,000. The U.S. also reported the most infections, 18.8 million, followed by India with 10.2 million and Brazil with 7.4 million. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden warned Saturday of devastating consequences if President Donald Trump continues to delay signing a COVID-19 economic relief bill passed by Congress. The president threw a long-awaited pandemic aid package into doubt, demanding lawmakers more than triple the $600 direct payments to U.S. taxpayers. In a video earlier this week, Mr. Trump called the nearly $900 billion bill a disgrace, despite it being passed with bipartisan support. Niger votes in an election Sunday that is expected to lead to the first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents in a country reeling from Islamist violence. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou. He's stepping down after 2 5-year terms leading the largely desert country of 23 million. Bazoum has promised continuity with Issoufou's policies while also vowing to clean up pervasive corruption. A Syrian refugee camp in northern Lebanon was set on fire Saturday night following a fight between members of the camp and a local Lebanese family, state media reported. The United Nations Refugees Agency, UNCOR, confirmed a large fire had broken out in a camp in the Minieh region and said some injured had been taken to hospital. The national news agency reported the fire followed an altercation between a member of a Lebanese family and Syrian workers. Saturday, law enforcement officials told the Associated Press federal investigators have identified a person of interest in connection with the explosion in Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee that ripped through part of the city Christmas morning. Meanwhile, the governor requested an emergency declaration from the White House. An FBI special agent in charge says there are no known threats to Nashville as the investigation continues. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.